Human in the loop is absolutely critical. And so we're going to launch a mobile app in the next few months that will be a companion app. And I say to people, it's like, what I want to ultimately get to is having AutoHive read your calendar, read your emails, build out your task list for the week. And when you wake up in the morning, and I'm looking forward to beta testing this myself, I want to wake up in the morning and have the companion app have push notifications to my phone of where the agents have got to. So they might be blocked on something like, hey, I've drafted that email to your investors. This is what it says. Do you want to send it? So I want to wake up in the morning, like a lot of people, I reach for my phone before I even get out of bed, you know, and I want to look at that and be like, yes, you know, like, no, this thing shouldn't happen. And I actually just adjust this email to say this. And then when I get out of bed, I want to think, you know what? I've already got all my work done till 11 o'clock in the morning. That's the goal. And that's where I come back to that point about the human element of artificial intelligence. It should be about giving people back the freedom, the ability to work how they want to work. Some of the arguments are that during COVID, like, hey, work from home and all these things were a better way to work. I don't think they necessarily were. I think they were requirements on how we worked, and some people got quite comfortable with them. But the reality is AI is kind of allowing us to plan how we want to work rather than react to how we have to work. And so I'm really, really engaged in that view of how do we get it so productivity is up, people are not having to do as much toil work, but that they are achieving greater outcomes. And while it's going to be an international product, this is really important to me when it comes to New Zealand. As you know, we have productivity issues here, and I want to be able to be a key player. And how do we fix that? How do we leverage this technology to really start to improve our society here?